It's trouble in paradise for Russia and China. The CCP might need to slightly recalibrate its Middle East peace policy. And why is America's European allies turning to China? And more on this week's China News Headlines. Welcome to China Uncensored, I'm Chris Chappell. YouTube is making it intensely unprofitable to talk critically about China. I wonder why. That's why I'm so grateful to today's sponsor, Incogni. You probably know that companies are collecting your personal data, but you may not realize just how many. Dozens, maybe hundreds, most of which you've never heard of, and you have no idea what they're doing with it. Incogni helps stop them. I'll explain more at the end. So, it's been kind of a weird week. It's like the whole world is holding its breath, waiting to find out what happens next. And nowhere is that more apparent than in that bastion of sanity and stability, the Middle East. For example, China has reportedly received a U.S. invitation to join President Trump's Gaza Board of Peace, an international coalition Trump is putting together to safeguard peace in Gaza. Now, the Chinese Communist Party often tries to sell itself as a neutral arbiter on the world stage, even though that's pretty far from the truth, just ask Ukraine. So, what will the CCP do? Say yes and look like they're playing right into Trump's hands? Say no and look like they don't want peace in the Middle East? And this comes after a Chinese envoy met with senior officials in both Israel and Gaza earlier this month. Because if anyone would know how to relate to an issue that's failed over and over again, no matter how many people try it, it's communists. A few days later, the CCP also reportedly decided to scale back the use of bots and coordinated messaging to push anti-Israel narratives. Yes, all those anti-Semitic narratives pushed on TikTok? That's China. At the same time, a couple of days after the CCP reportedly slowed down their anti-Israel messaging, they also told local firms to stop using U.S. and Israeli cybersecurity software from certain companies. Maybe they're worried they might join Hezbollah in being victims of another Operation Grim Beeper. Just to be safe, they should probably stay away from technology that died out around Y2K. China's authorities say it's over national security issues. Supposedly, the concern is that the software could collect and transmit sensitive information abroad. I wonder why they might think that kind of thing could happen. But some of the companies put on the don't use list also just happen to have repeatedly accused China of hacking. So that might be playing a little part. So, what does all this mean? Is China going to partner with the U.S. over peace in the Middle East? Is the CCP trying to buddy up with Israel now that Iran is on the ropes? Or is it treating Israel as a national security threat? Well, that's the thing. We don't know yet. The CCP might just be generally drawing back and waiting to see what Trump does next, which might be a good idea given how blindsided they were in Venezuela. And speaking of the way things went down in Venezuela, one professor of global history at Oxford University, writing for The Times, is wondering if Putin knew more than he let on, but failed to tip off China. What? Russia being devious? This is my shocked face. So, why does he think that? Well, for one, towards the end of December, Russia began pulling diplomats and their families out of Caracas, the capital of Venezuela. Although there might have been a very obvious and not at all secret reason for that. But according to the professor, well-placed sources in China said that Russia did not share its assessment of the situation with China, or the fact that it was going to pull personnel. So, was that a failure on Russia's part, or just them assuming it was obvious for all to see what was happening? The professor also says that the Venezuelan military had not connected their Russian-made S-300 and Buk M-2 surface-to-air missile batteries to radar networks, which effectively meant that they were non-operational when America struck. And this is some in China wondering, did the U.S. and Russia cooperate in Venezuela? Personally, I'm going to say probably not. After all, you know what they say, never blame malice when incompetence is a good enough explanation. But while Russia was pulling its diplomats, China sent a delegation to meet with Maduro just hours before he was taken. And some think that's how the U.S. was able to track Maduro's location. And speaking of the No Limits partners, the CCP has stopped buying power from Russia, which probably has nothing to do with the previous story, you know, probably. The reported reason is a price dispute, although the Russian flow of power to Western China has been slowing down for years thanks to increased demand in Eastern Russia. The two countries are in talks for starting it up again. The thing is, the CCP signed a deal in 2012 to buy the power from a Russian company called InterRAO, and that deal was supposed to last for 25 years. And 2026 minus 2012 equals China going back on its word. This is my shocked face. So, what's the lesson here? Well, maybe both China and Russia, and Europe and Canada and Israel, for that matter, should take some notes from American Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick. This is a long one, but I'm going to play it because it was music to my ears.
And the Trump administration and myself, we are here to make a very clear point. Globalization has failed the West and the United States of America. It's a failed policy. It is what the WEF has stood for, which is export, offshore, far shore, find the cheapest labor in the world, and the world is a better place for it. You shouldn't offshore your medicine. You shouldn't offshore your semiconductors. You shouldn't offshore your entire industrial base and have it be hollowed out beneath you. You should not be dependent for that which is fundamental to your sovereignty on any other nation. And if you're going to be dependent on someone, it darn well better be your best allies.
I can't imagine who he's talking about. Nope, not at all. This is a pretty interesting thing to hear someone say at the WEF's Davos forum, especially since earlier at the same forum, French President Emmanuel Macron said he wants more Chinese investment into key sectors in Europe. Luckily, Lutnick isn't the only one calling out the CCP for what it is, because Iranian activists are calling for a boycott of Huawei, saying that it enables the regime's digital repression. There's the CCP I know and hate. Some new reports are suggesting that the Islamic Republic plans to totally isolate the country's internet with a kill switch project, which sounds a bit like the Great Firewall. Apparently, this Iranian project aims to build a national network on a Huawei-based platform, doing work similar to services provided by Iranian cloud firm ArvinCloud, but on a far larger scale. Naturally, Huawei isn't commenting on the report. But the project is linked to people and companies under American sanctions, and anonymous sources said that Huawei covertly supplied the required equipment. As if any other governments around the world needed a reason to listen to what I've been saying for years and stop doing business with Huawei. They're happy to work with Iran on killing the internet while the regime keeps killing other things. But while the Iranians are desperately trying to get the CCP out of Iran, the UK is welcoming them in with open arms. The UK government has approved the Chinese super embassy in London. This is in spite of the underground rooms as close as 1 meter away from the most sensitive data cables in the city, which were previously highly secret redacted information. And yet somehow MI5 and MI6 had no objection to the deal. Britain is trying to assure the US and other allies they won't be compromised, but this approval wasn't even supposed to happen until after Starmer's trip to China later this month. So, yeah, forgive the US for being skeptical when their entire argument is, trust me, bruv. When it comes to the UK's relationship with China, Trump is no longer taking things lying down. On Tuesday, he tweeted that our supposedly brilliant NATO ally, Britain, is planning to give away Diego Garcia for no reason to Mauritius. And for good measure, he called this an act of great stupidity and total weakness that Russia and China are bound to notice. This is something else we've covered a lot over the past few months. The UK being weak and stupid has kind of been a theme this past fiscal quarter. A spokesperson for the Prime Minister's office claimed that the US and other allies supported Starmer's plan to sell the Chagos Island to the CCP-friendly government of Mauritius, which would allow China to lease an island right next to the US base on Diego Garcia. The deal is expected to go forward still, despite currently being held up in Parliament. A UK Foreign Office minister has said that London and Washington will discuss the deal, but it's worth mentioning that he also said ceding the islands to Mauritius would stop China or Russia from building spy hubs there while preventing war. I know some people really hate giving Trump any credit, but after the embassy deal and knowing all this, it's pretty hard to disagree with Orange Man about how weak and stupid this is. Hopefully this mean tweet will change the minds of some people in the UK, though given the state of the British internet, maybe they won't see it. And if you're wondering why I haven't talked about Carney's disastrous deal with China, that's because I did a whole episode about it earlier this week. YouTube probably didn't notify you about it. I'll put a link below. ISIS says it bombed a Chinese-run restaurant in Kabul over Beijing's treatment of Uyghurs. ISIS versus the CCP. Man, I hate fights when there's no one to root for. 6 Afghans and 1 Chinese citizen were killed in the attack. The restaurant was jointly owned by an Afghan citizen, a Chinese Muslim, and his wife. It also mostly served the local Chinese Muslim community. You know, nothing says we're seeking justice for the murder of Muslims by murdering Muslims. ISIS is making the worst comeback since measles. A Taiwanese reporter was accused of bribing military officers to leak information to China. The TV reporter, along with 5 active duty and retired military officers, have been detained. Prosecutors are saying the reporter paid amounts of up to hundreds of dollars to military officers in exchange for giving information to Chinese individuals. Hundreds of dollars! If you're going to try and get someone to commit treason, you could at least offer them more than a month's worth of a car payment. Don't be so cheap. And this episode is sponsored by Incogni. One time, I got a text from Amazon prompting me to log in and change my password. It was so convincing, I nearly logged in using their fake link. I was seconds away from disaster. And I get these kind of scams all the time, and I bet you do too. Because whenever you do anything online, there are tons of companies that collect your personal data and then sell it off to these scammers. I'm talking your name, phone number, social security number, home address, and more. When I signed up for Incogni 4 years ago, I discovered there were dozens of companies that had my private information without my permission. This was terrifying. So what did I do? I've been getting as many of these companies as possible to delete my data from their systems. I did it using Incogni. And you can too. Incogni has already gotten my details removed from 837 of these data brokers who've collected my info. And I didn't have to do anything after signing up. Incogni just handles it. And now you can help your family get rid of data on the internet too, with Incogni's new Family Unlimited plan. It gives you access to Incogni's custom removals feature, where if you find a people search site that's giving out your info, paste that link into Incogni and Incogni's agents will get rid of it for you. So get Incogni and reclaim your own data. Go to incogni.com/uncensored and use the code uncensored to get 60% off an annual Incogni plan. Erase your personal data from the internet with Incogni. They can't harm you if they can't find you. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thanks for watching China Uncensored.